My brothers and sisters, we all have crises throughout our lives, but the greatest crisis that all of us face is the crisis of family. Today, we are blessed that on this Sunday after Christmas, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, so that we can reflect together as a family of Queen of Peace on the purpose of the family. In God's plan, the family is supposed to be a gift of love in which every one of us is loved and inspired to give of oneself to love others. So today, we will concentrate on what made the whole family comprised of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph the gift of love. In today's gospel, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are called the Holy Family because holiness is the perfection of love. For a family to be a gift of love, it needs to be modeled itself on the loving choices and priorities we see in the Holy Family. When we look at the Holy Family, there are several essential elements that make it holy. First, they were centered on Jesus, the living Son of God. Every family is called to center its life on Jesus the Lord. The family that does this grows in holiness, and the family that does not do this does not grow in holiness. Secondly, all the members of the family strive to do God's will. We witness this when Mary said, in becoming Jesus' mother, "Let it be according to your will." In addition, Saint Joseph was constantly obeying God through the angel when he was told to take Mary as his wife, when he was told to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt and to stay in Egypt until after Herod's death. Jesus' whole life is a lesson in obedience. St. Luke tells us that Jesus was obedient to Mary and Joseph, growing in wisdom and understanding. He was obedient to his heavenly Father, even to the death, his death on the cross. In the garden, when he says, "Not my will, but your will be done." The Holy Family was holy because it always sought to do God's will. Every family that wants to be holy is called to do the same. Thirdly, and related to both of these, the Holy Family was holy because it prayed. We read in the Gospel that Mary and Joseph, with the child Jesus, would go regularly to the temple on the feast and pray. Similarly, today, any family that wants to be holy, that wants to be what God calls us to be, has to pray by going regularly to church as a family and then praying often together at home. It is said that the family that prays together stays together. Today, more than ever, with the mass media trying to educate our families, we truly need to focus on the Holy Family. The family that makes the sacrifices it will take to pray each day as a family will receive God's help to be faithful to his will and grow in love of God and each other. Husbands and fathers, wives and mothers, and children all have a special role to play to help the family to grow in holiness. Fathers and husbands, you can learn much from Saint Joseph about how he fulfilled and how to fulfill your vocation. To be a husband legally is pretty easy. To be a biological father and a stepfather is also easy. However, to be the type of father and husband that God wants us to be, you have that relationship and do much more. The primary role of the husband and the father that we see in the life of Saint Joseph is to provide and protect the family. Joseph worked hard as a carpenter to support Jesus and Mary. He also protected them. Most fathers realize their obligation to provide for the family and to protect them. What fathers are called to provide for more than anything else is to be an example of faith, inspire their children. Fathers, you as assistant, as head of the household, you become the primary teachers along with your spouse. It is by your words and example that you can best be the teachers of the faith to your families. Each is called to ask himself if he has surrendered his spiritual responsibility to the family, to his wife, to catechists, to Catholic school teachers, to priests, to deacons, to religious. And some fathers, rather than protect their children from sin, can be examples of sin and set a very bad example through abusive language, excessive drinking, using drugs, through pornography, and making their children fear them rather than love them. We see in the life of Mary that her chief role was to nourish Jesus, to teach him how to love in a human way, and to be receptive to God's grace so that he too would say yes to God in all things. The role of the mother is to nourish the children, to teach the children how to love by her unconditional and constant love, care, and respect of her children. Most mothers do that pretty well. Most children learn about love from the love of their mothers. As wives, you are called to help your husbands to be receptive to the graces of God. With regard to her motherhood, a mother as one of the primary teachers of her children is to spiritually feed her children, help them process the faith internally, be watchful about the programs they watch on TV and how their children use the computer. Also to be cognizant of the type of music the children listen to on their iPhones or iPods. When a mother is not on fire of faith for passing on Jesus, for making her love of God contagious, it would almost take a miracle for that family to become a holy family. Children are called to obey and respect their parents in non-sinful ways, and to give honor to their parents and elders. The greatest way a child can honor her parents is to become a saint, and we know how difficult that can be. We all know that sometimes it is difficult to obey parents. All of us know that. But if Jesus, who is God, could obey his human parents, surely other children can obey their parents. And to call to honor one's parents continues throughout their whole life. There is a special call in the reading from Sirach for grown-ups' children to care for their parents. As parents get older, frail, and sickly, this responsibility becomes more and more important. God calls them to provide love for their parents. and not just make arrangements to place them in a nursing home and forget them. Remember that the family wealth is not measured by monetary or material things. We have but by the love and respect you give your parents and family. Today, I invite you to have, if you have a mother, father, or grandparent, or relatives in a nursing home, assisted living facility, or hospital, to make time today on this Holy Family Sunday to visit with them. Let them know that you still remember and appreciate all the love and care they gave you throughout your life. And let them know that you love them and will not forget them. As we prepare now the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, which always needs to be the heart of the family, the heart of the gift of love, spouses need to imitate Christ's love for his bride, sacrificing for each other to make the other holy. For any marriage to thrive, any family to thrive, they need to come together often to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, where you will receive the Lord of love inside of you and be able to share his complete and total love with each other. May the Holy Family continue to encourage us to love, honor, and respect our families at all times. And may we consecrate our families today to the Holy Family.